All right, in 3, 2, 1. All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Respect, the John Atkins podcast. Put a little respect onto my name.
Put it on there.
We're here with my guest today. He's a DJ and a whole bunch of other shit.
Really?
Shout out. What's up, dude? We're here with Thomas Crabtree. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, John, man? Thanks for having me on.
Fucking DJ Tommy T. What's up, dog?
Tommy C, dog.
Tommy
DJ
C.
Tommy C.
DJ yep. Tommy C.
Yep.
What's up, dude? We're sitting here chilling in my fucking condo watching a little WWE Extreme Rules. We're like, what, about a third of the way through?
Yeah, there's what, how many matches left? A few?
There's fucking too many matches left.
Yeah.
They're going to restart the tag team match here, SmackDown tag team titles between The New Day and Daniel Bryan and Rowan and Heavy.
I'm dying. Like I like how machinery. I like, it's like, I'm laughing at that.
Hell yeah,
you know, dude. It kind of reminds me of a buddy back home in Chicago, dude. His name's Timmy.
Yeah,
Timmy Phelan, man. He would do some of those same mannerisms and shit like that
when making jokes.
Yeah, dude, he's a real character, dude. You know, good guy to go have some beers with.
Yeah,
you know, keeps you laughing the whole time. That's great, dude. Shaking his knees on the side of the ring. Oh man, a guy that size.
it's always funny when like the fat dudes like dancing.
Yeah,
or whatever,
right.
You know.
Right.
That'll always be, dude, like 100 years from now, that'll still be funny.
Still be
like
funny.
Fat dude,
yeah.
Dude, fat guy fall down or fat guy.
Timeless joke, man. It's timeless joke, right? Fat guy in little coat, little Tommy boy action, Chris Farley.
Hell yeah, that shit's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man, great movie, huh?
Look at that, we got fucking Daniel Bryan and Xavier Woods.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think about Daniel Bryan, man?
I kind of like the idea of like the Eco Warrior thing. Like this cool, like, for a heel to be like a social justice warrior. That's pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
Like, how easy is it to hate a fucking like vegan and shit? I mean, like, super easy. Dude.
That
like,
is pretty easy, man. I mean,
for like a wrestling bad guy.
Yeah, I like that. It's modern.
Yeah,
it's a kind
and
of
he
modern,
had like the
modern
fucking,
take.
When he was the champion, he had the hemp championship belt. Like,
really?
Yeah,
really.
That's fucking funny, dude. Like, because the championship belt's made out of leather, you know?
Right.
So since he's vegan, he had the hemp belt, dude. Like,
wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like. That's pretty creative, man.
Hey, man, go green. You know, it's 2019. It's 2019.
What about you? Like, you like New Day?
New Day's great, man. I think they're hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to like New Day a lot more until I saw Xavier Woods fucking like my favorite chick superstar.
Yeah, who was that by the way?
Paige, dude.
Paige, yeah, yeah.
Damn, her boyfriend was like, right? Yeah, there's like videos of like him begging Paige and like her boyfriend like recording it and shit, dude. They're in there.
That's freaky right there.
That's some freaky shit, dude.
Hey, you know when you're on the road all the time, I guess it's no holds bar.
That's a whole bunch of different kind of fetishes, dude. Because like you got your international like black on white love going on. You got
right.
Some cuckoldings.
Hey, no discrimination, man.
Right?
No discrimination. We got some vegan hemp based belts,
right?
And interracial relationships.
Fucking millennial wrestlers. With their cuckolding and their fucking vegan championship belts.
Yeah. I feel like that brings down the quality of title.
The fucking millennials have ruined everything.
Yeah,
dude, speaking of cuckolding, do you remember the Body Donnas, like Skip and Sonny?
No, I don't.
Oh, there was like a story back then of where like they were like a married couple or like serious boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were such like coke fiends that
I can hear the sniffles now, dude. You know what I mean?
They were such coke fiends that Shawn Michaels is basically like, yeah, I got some coke and I gotta fuck
oh,
like
wow,
your
right.
You gotta let me fuck your girlfriend or whatever.
One of those, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So like,
it's the go-to move for some guys.
You know, yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, but he basically like called it out, and so like they're like, okay. And then like his fucking wife or girlfriend, or whatever, basically goes into Shawn Michaels' locker room and like fucks him for coke
for some blow, huh?
And I guess like everyone's just like watching him,
some,
like
some nose beers, huh?
Yeah. And everyone's just like watching him like in the hallway like crying like a little bitch like while they're fucking.
Really?
Shit. Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking girls in there banging Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Right. Right.
For
yeah.
Some blow.
That's, I mean, yeah, what can you do?
Hypothetically,
I mean,
it's just a yeah, rumor, you know.
Probably happened, though, yeah, dude. Probably. I mean, Shawn Michaels, dude, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was single for quite a while.
Well, he was all
in
about,
the ring, right?
Yeah. He was all about that shit back in the day. That's why he came back as, like the super Christian, like,
yeah,
nice
right,
guy.
To kind of clean up his role. Clean yeah. up the appearance of Tad. Not the boy toy anymore, huh, Shawn? Huh?
Hell yeah.
Put that to the side.
Hell yeah, that's a fucking, could you imagine, dude, like, you just hear your, like, girlfriend or wife and they're, like, fucking some dude, like.
Dude, honestly, man, I so can't imagine some, that, you know, I really, really
so
don't want
some,
to imagine that.
Get some blow cane.
But I guess for Shawn Michaels, it makes sense.
Yeah, for him, it's funny. Yeah,
it makes sense, yeah.
He probably doesn't even, like, remember it.
Probably not.
The other dude will never forget because it's his wife.
Yeah,
Shawn Michaels like, probably like, who? When?
Yeah, who? What?
97? Yeah. I don't even remember 97.
Yeah. Yeah. Blame it on getting thrown on his head too many times, too, you know?
Thrown on his head.
In reality, it wasn't that. It was all the nose beers.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so, I know. I've definitely seen some, like, throwback photos of, like, Undertaker and, you know, all the wrestlers that I grew up around with, like Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hogan.
Yeah.
Like that whole group, you know, NWO, New World Order, the Wolf Pack, and there's photos of them all, you know, out and about having drinks together. So I guarantee you those guys were, they were hitting it hard.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dude, I had a fucking, I had a pro wrestler on here the other day, dude.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
That's cool, dude. And he fucking, like a real pro wrestler.
What'd he
like,
wrestle on? Like
he fucking wrestled on Monday Night Raw, dude.
Wow,
he wrestled
no shit.
This guy, motherfucker.
Really?
Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last match.
Yeah, that guy's huge, man. Braun is massive.
Dude,
man.
It's pretty cool because, like, dude, I love fucking doing a podcast because we're just, like, talking and shooting the shit like we're doing now. And mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I wrestled on Monday Night Raw. And I was like,
holy
shit.
Wow, that's probably shocking,
I'm
huh?
Like, damn.
You're
dude.
Like, damn, dude, what's up, man?
I didn't believe it.
We shake your head, dude.
Right. I thought it was like, because he's a comedian too,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, no shit, okay.
Yeah.
So you're like, is this a joke?
Yeah,
dude?
So I was like, oh, yeah? And I was like, wait, no shit?
Yeah. Whoa, man.
Hell yeah.
You
dude.
Fucking with me right now? So yeah, he wrestled Braun Strowman, huh?
Yeah, he's not in this match, but yeah, he was the one before. Yeah, dude, like, and it's cool because I got to, like, when I was talking to him, I was like, oh, did that hurt? Like,
yeah, yeah. Did he say it hurt?
Nah.
No, really? Nothing?
Nah.
Nothing hurt at all?
Nah, they're fucking pros, dude. Like, you know.
I mean, there's a video on the web?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to check that out maybe sometime then, yeah.
The Splash Bros.
I mean, that'd be definitely a great opportunity, you know?
Fucking Biggins in there, dude. Look
yeah,
at
that
him.
Guy's huge, man. Look at him.
Look at him. Look at this.
Yeah, I wish my buddy Tim could see this guy right now. I might have to text him.
He looks like a fucking potato, dude.
Yeah.
Look at him! Look at that belly. They're like Australian or New Zealand.
Are they? Really? Yeah. Okay. Can't really... Oh, maybe I'll say he looks like Irishman, to be honest, dude. That big old red beard.
Somewhere where there's too many white people.
No diversity at all. Does not exist. Wow, that was like a fucking freight train right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude. Look at that. That's
look how he walks around, man. Like, can't even put his arms to his side.
I like that delayed fucking flop by Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah, that's a little Ric Flair
action. Shades
huh?
of Ric Flair yeah. right there, yeah.
The nature boy.
I'm like, woo! I like, oh, man, hell yeah. Ric Flair was the shit.
Yeah. Dude, he is, man.
Hell yeah.
He's still rolling. Rolling fuck. Big, man. Living his life. Oh, wait, this guy's doing a worm, dude? What?
I think it's the...
Wait, so this guy does a worm?
He did the worm. It's like a caterpillar.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the difference, but they call it...
Is it a caterpillar? Oh, because they're heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's a caterpillar. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know if there's actually a difference.
I think it's the same move, isn't
this
it?
This guy, you know what? This guy's probably actually the better wrestler. But since he's not, like, fat, it's not funny. Like, the other guy's going to be a way bigger star because he's fat. And it's funny when fat people do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty hilarious right there. But he also looks like a pretty solid wrestler, though.
Damn!
That's a big guy, too, man.
Yeah. Those are big fucks, dude. They're not, like, fat or, like, big. It's just big.
Well, I mean, if you look at, you know, you look at the World's Strongest Men competitions. You ever seen some of those?
Hell yeah.
I mean, those guys aren't, like, all, you know, chiseled up. They're, you know, just big dudes, man. Yeah, solid, fucking, you know?
That makes more sense,
though. You gotta have a lot of food to,
cause it's not
to
like, get that strong. It's not like a bodybuilding where you're, like, trying to look a certain way. It's just, like, get as strong as you fucking can.
Yeah, you know? And to gain strength, dude, you gotta have fat and you gotta, you know, it's a...
Eat some meat.
Definitely a science.
Give me some protein and some fucking fat. Hell yeah. Dude, I lost 10 pounds in the last, like, week, dude.
Nice, dude. Nice. Fucking been back in the gym, or...
Nah, not even yet, dude. Like, I'm going to, but...
Yeah.
I just been doing fucking,
eating better?
Just doing keto.
Yeah.
And, intermittent fasting, dude. Like, I basically just eat, like, one meal a day. That's, like, 2 pounds of meat.
Gosh, and then, like, so yeah, you get all your food in within 8 hours.
Dude, I just make, like, I try to do just, like, one meal.
Yeah, that's just not bad, man.
So I'm not even doing, like, keto. I'm more like doing, like, a fucking, the carnivore diet, dude.
Just meat.
And, but, it, like, I still get carbs because, like, I'll do, like, barbecue chicken. I put, like, barbecue sauce in there and shit.
Right, right, right.
And, like, and the sugar and that shit. But other than that, dude, so I've basically just been eating meat.
How do you feel not having, like, many carbs?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. The other day, because, yeah, so, like, I lost 10 pounds in the first week. And then, like, I cheated one day because, like, it was 10 o'clock at night or 11. It was, like, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and I was, like, starving, dude. Like, I was literally, like, having a migraine. I was, like, so hungry.
Feeling the side effects.
So I just, like, stopped into, like, some, like, pizza place, like, downtown.
Get some pizza.
I just had to, like, put on my phone. Yeah. It was like a phone with Apple Pay, and I was like, put out my phone. I just whipped out my phone. I'm like, oh my god, I need like two slices of pizza. Like,
now,
Like, I was like, I had like a migraine, like, I was so hungry.
Fuck
it, dude, like, it's working.
That's
like,
why I asked, because I, you know, I tried to do keto for a little while myself.
Yeah, and you gotta be careful if you do keto.
And I like went pretty hardcore right off rip, which I think that was kind of what's kept me away from it now. But yeah, I just like cut carbs and. Probably by day three, man, I just felt awful.
I feel like
and after some more research, you know, I saw that that's like keto sickness. And
but then after like a couple of days,
you should be fine after that.
Did you shit yourself?
Nah, dude, I don't know. That's
a thing. That's a thing, bro.
That didn't happen. I had a really severe migraine.
You get the keto squirts.
And I almost felt, I just felt real just, you know, cloudy.
Yeah, I definitely had like a severe migraine, dude, where I was like driving downtown and I was like, holy shit, I need to, like, park and eat.
It's like, what the fuck?
Like, dude, all of a sudden I was, like, driving downtown, and I was, like, in base survival mode.
Yeah.
Out of, like, nowhere, dude. I was like, I need to park my car,
and eat
and I need
food.
To eat, like, right now. Right. Like, right
Yeah, that's
now.
That's probably a wild experience right there,
fuck
man.
Fuck it, dude. Like, I lost 2 pounds in a week, so.
Hey, man, you know, I heard of this other diet called the snake diet. And I don't know if you can imagine what that is, but there's not a lot of eating.
Whatever fits in your mouth.
There's not a lot of eating that goes on, you know, because, like, snakes eat periodically, you know what I mean? They only they only eat, what, once for, what, a week? Week and a half?
Is that true?
Snakes really do, yeah. I mean,
what do you think about people that have snakes in their fucking, like, apartments and shit?
You know, I've always been a little bit nervous.
Those are
not
weird
Not that I'm,
people,
like, nervous
right?
of snakes. I don't mind snakes. They don't really creep me out or anything, but... I feel like snakes just, you know, I don't know. I've never
like
thought of them having a pet. I don't
like
want
Like, snakes
them as
don't creep me out, but, like, snake people creep
snake,
me out.
Snakey people.
Yeah, yeah.
Snakes freak a lot of people out.
Man. I mean, like, if I saw a snake,
especially
I'd be like...
Especially people.
Yeah. If I saw a snake, I'd be like, Snakey oh, fuck, people. A snake. But if I saw, like, a girl, like, holding a snake, I'd be like, oh, get this bitch away from me. This bitch is trouble. Like,
yeah. I don't know, man. I had my friend over a couple weeks ago, and she was hanging out, and she has a snake. She brought it with.
Yeah.
It was a cool experience, man. You
she had...
Oh, yeah, she's a good-looking girl, dude. Definitely.
Yeah.
She's from New Jersey.
Little Jersey girl
going on. Yeah.
But she brought a... I ain't dealing with no snake shit.
Broader dude. Snake, yeah.
Unless cool she snake. Would, like, make
I mean, it's defanged. That's what I was kind of like, oh, that's a little, like...
But she's still a snake person.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
like, something like...
I guess she has several, too. So.
Oh, fuck that,
So
dude.
It's not like it's just a one snake.
Oh, Daniel Bryan with the fucking flying headbutt. Hell yeah, shades of fucking... Damn, dude, he's going...
Is that the Crippler? The Crippler Cross?
Hell yeah, he's going hella Crispin Wall right now, dude. He just did a flying headbutt into a fucking crossface.
It is. There it is, man. That's a throwback.
Brie Bella better be careful tonight when he gets home.
That's great.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. They had no idea.
No?
Like Crispin Waugh, dude.
Oh, yeah, and they did the
like, it's
the
crazy because, like, he died,
the
tribute, right?
And then the next day, tonight on ABC 7,
Jesus.
Wrestler Chris Benoit murders his entire family.
Jesus.
Whoa, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it a conspiracy theory, though? Was there a conspiracy theory behind it?
Duh, of course.
You know, something like, you
know. Yeah, because he was sending text messages.
The Illuminati
messages, like,
fucking set him up. Because
no, they think, like, another wrestler killed him. His wife's ex-husband, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, really?
Kevin Sullivan.
I mean,
the conspiracy theory is that Kevin Sullivan, like, murdered him.
I mean, you know, jealous people exist. You know, so
hell
sometimes.
Because he was sending, like, weird text messages. Like, he wanted people to come over. Like, the dogs are in the fucking garage or some shit or whatever the fuck he was saying. Like, they were sending, like, weird text messages, and that's when people, like, went to go, like, check on him and shit.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude. Like, that's fucking... Damn, they did a tribute, like, you know, like a 12-bell salute or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah, I think I recall seeing it live.
Hell yeah,
man,
me
you
too.
Know,
yeah. I did. Fuck yeah, I did. I don't remember it, but I know I watched it. I know I watched it. I remember watching it, but I don't remember it. But
I mean,
that's when it was
the WWF.
That's when you had to watch
World
it, like, every week.
Wrestling Federation, yeah. Whoa, that was sweet.
Daniel Bryan's good, dude. Big E's good, too, actually.
Big E, yeah.
They're talking about how they might split New Day up soon.
Really? I mean, they've been together for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much their entire career. Careers.
The careers that mattered.
Yeah. Kofi Kingston. That guy's a hoot. Oh, yeah, that's game. Match.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got him.
There it is.
New Day. Was that for the titles, right?
New Day.
No?
Yeah, I think it was, right? Yeah.
It's funny, dude, because, like, Xavier Woods was doing an interview talking about how, like, they don't, like, party and do drugs like they used to in the locker room.
Like they used to.
Like, in the 90s was straight up, like, cocaine fucking
party. In the locker room,
And they were, like, known for that shit, dude.
Right,
like,
right.
The 90s were known for doing coke, like Shawn Michaels and all those guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, right after, he's like, yeah, they don't do all that shit anymore. Now we just all, like, play video games. And then, like, a week later, they show him, like, having a threesome with, like, Paige.
You're like, yeah, okay.
Oh, dude, I love Paige, man. That's my favorite, dude. Like,
yeah,
she had the video where she had, like,
she's a beautiful female, for sure.
Dude, she's hot, dude. She's British.
Did you, didn't they make a movie about her?
That's hot. She's, right? Like, almost, like, so American. She's, like, British. She's, like, extra American.
Right.
Dude, and she had, like, the video with, like, the dildo in her ass, and... She's hot, man. I love Paige.
Yeah, I never saw that video with the dildo up there.
I'll show you later. Yeah, she was, like, stretching out her butthole for some...
Wow.
Yeah, she was, like, telling her boyfriend, like, oh, I'm stretching out for you, baby, and, like...
Wow.
Hell yeah,
wow,
dude.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a bad little fucking...
Wow.
Bad little English girl, right, dude.
Okay.
And then she fucking started dating, like,
Is she dating some, like Screamo guy?
No, she was dating... Well, I think she's still with...
I mean, I think I've seen her on her Instagram.
No, what's the Mexican wrestler's name?
Del Rios?
Yes, Del Rio. Del
Rio.
Hell yeah. I actually like him too, dude. Because, like, how...
I don't think Paige is with him.
They were for a while.
Were they? No
shit.
Yeah,
I think they're still together. Last I heard. Like, getting it... Like, they would, like... They're one of those couples that, like, get in a fight at the airport and arrested and, like, oh, baby, I love you.
Yeah, right.
Like, as the cops are
telling each other they love each other on Facebook.
The cops are arresting him. She's like, I love you. That's the kind of girl I want, dude.
Is it? Is that, that's your, that's the one you're going to bring home to your mama?
Some hot, like, 20, she's, like, young as fuck. She's only, like, 24.
Sounds like you're just judging the woman still, like, you look like you can get me a lot of trouble.
All
right, let's do it. Let's go with this.
Give me that fucking, that still idealistic 23-year-old, like,
right.
I love you.
Yeah. But,
hell yeah.
That doesn't understand they're an alcoholic.
Right?
But, yeah. Or a lush, rather, right?
Hell yeah.
At least around these parts here in Pacific Beach.
Nah, I love these Pacific Beach girls, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it sure is a good time.
Oh, Paul Heyman's about to do something!
Yeah, what's going on? There we go.
Yeah, I like this... You ever seen where Brock Lesnar's like, say something, Jew, or whatever?
No.
Yeah, he said that like twice. Where he's like, all right, now the Jew's about to say something. And he really? Gives Paul Heyman the mic.
That's fucking great.
But wish you're on Brock Lesnar level.
Yeah, yeah. Who's going to talk shit to Brock Lesnar?
The Rock is even worse.
Yeah, he is. Is Brock Lesnar coming out?
He's supposed to cash in against one of the champions.
Ah, he must. Yeah.
I literally want to see him like win both titles at the same time. Like call them both out, call out Seth Rollins and Kofi Kingston,
uh-huh.
And then have him have both belts like Becky Lynch did.
Like one of those things.
Because like I saw this Reddit post and this because they were calling Becky Lynch Becky Two Belts. because she was the Raw champion.
Two chains.
She was the Raw champion and the SmackDown champion. So they were calling her Becky Two Belts. And this guy on Reddit's like, because Brock Lesnar has the money in the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to pick his championship match.
Yep.
So someone is like, oh, I hope he like pins both people at the same time. They start calling him Brocky Two Belts. And then the very first comment right below that was like, delete your comment right now. Because they're like, oh, that's some shit they would do.
It's probably going to happen.
I hope so. I hope he fucking pins both of them.
At the same time. We might see it. We'll see what this guy's yelling about right now. Paul Heyman's always yelling.
Hell yeah.
He was even yelling back in ECW.
When he had his fake ponytail.
Yeah, it looks like he got rid of it.
Oh yeah, we're getting
you ever fucking... seen the movie with him in it? He's the announcer in Rollerball. You ever seen that?
No.
With Keanu Reeves?
No.
LL Cool J is in it?
That's awesome.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's pretty great. I recommend.
I think we're about to get a fucking title match. His, like,
first flicks.
I think we're about to make history on Respect, the John Atkins podcast. We're about to get our first fucking world title match, maybe.
We'll see it, huh?
Put some respect on it.
Put some respect
on it. Put some respect on my podcast, baby.
Ooh.
I will never let that.
Was that a salt bay?
Like, I'm never gonna let that die.
Was that a
dude.
Salt bay? Like, I had to sprinkle,
dude.
Put some respect on it.
I had to name my podcast that just because I can never let respect die, dude.
Hey man, keep it alive, dude. You know.
Yeah, I gotta put some respect on my name.
Respect's definitely not given.
Yeah, put some respect on my name.
Yeah, I put some respect on it.
Shout out Birdman. I know he's listening.
Respect my name.
I know Birdman's listening.
Yeah, he's listening in.
Down in the NO.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What do you think about this AJ Styles guy?
I like this guy.
Do you?
I like the whole Bullet Club thing they got going on. I wish they would fucking run with it, though.
Yeah, I see they're doing this, the Too Sweet thing, huh? Isn't that a throwback to, like, the NWO or Wolfpack, right?
Yeah, they actually got permission from, like, the NWO, basically, to do, like, the Too Sweet. Because they were in Japan, mm-hmm. So no one really cared because they were in Japan doing... They basically went to Japan and did the whole NWO thing in Japan.
Gotcha.
And it was huge there.
They didn't have Hollywood Hulk Hogan, though, dude.
Right.
But it was fucking Hulkster. Terry. Shout out Eric Reyes.
Shout out Eric Reyes to Terry One Up Challenge. Yeah. I actually know a guy
that was over in Japan. And he was actually sitting ringside when they were doing that. He's the guy that gave them the idea.
Eric, you better fucking leave a comment on this episode. Yeah. You one up in motherfucker. Yeah. No, like, hell yeah. I'm actually pumped for this, dude.
Are you?
Because these three were like, they were all three like
badasses. Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's anything like the NWO or Wolfpack, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, they basically did the whole NWO thing in Japan, which was like fresh there, you know?
Right, yeah. New pitch.
And they come here and like, they were like, those two especially were nobodies. Like, Gallows and Anderson are fucking awesome.
Yeah, I haven't really seen too many of their matches. You know, I don't really watch the pay-per-views.
I just hate how they're called the club.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Because it's really weird because Finn Balor was also in the Bullet Club.
Isn't that the demon, though?
So that's why it's weird because there's the Balor Club. Because they both were in the Bullet Club.
A lot of clicks going on, huh?
Well, they were all in the same club. They were all in the Bullet Club. Oh. But now Balor has the Balor Club. And these guys are just the club. Even though they were all from... So I was like,
so some drama going on.
So shout out to my own YouTube channel. Like, basically, I was saying that like they need to join together. That way, they're all just the Balor Club. Because it's weird how they're both split from the same group, and one's the Balor and the club. How can you name your? Like, you used to be in the
Bullet. Not very creative.
You were in the Bullet Club, but which is a cool
name. Sometimes the cliche names go far.
Bullet Club is a cool name. That's, like, one of the coolest wrestling names I've heard. The Bullet Club. And now they're just the Club. That's so
weird. Well, you know, this is in the day and age of PG, so. Bullet might be a little bit. Borderline violent.
Well, the thing is, New Japan Pro Wrestling owns the rights to the Bullet Club.
Oh, gotcha.
So now they're just the club.
Oh, I'm sure Vince McMahon's going to buy it out at some point.
No, he tried. They wouldn't fucking give
it up. They said no, huh? Mm-hmm. Vince is like, fucking A.
They got that Japan money.
Yeah. Here we go.
But Bullet Club, that's like a cool wrestling name, you know?
What is, whose entrance is this?
Oh, Ricochet.
Ricochet. Like, yeah, who is this guy?
A guy that does a lot of flips and smiles a lot, basically.
Does he have angel wings? Is that what he's rocking?
He's got like a cape.
Does he think he's a superhero?
Yeah.
Is that like his thing?
Dude, like, he is straight up like, he's a hell of an athlete.
I mean, Ricochet would say that, yeah, he can bounce around, I would assume.
Right? He's like a hell of an athlete, but it's just like his matches are all boring because, like, it's just him doing flips, but they like in the context of the match, it's not like it's like, oh, that's all you do is flips. Like,
gotcha. No depth. It's like storyline's pretty.
Yeah,
weak.
They call.
I mean, the costume's a little cheesy.
In the industry, they call those guys spot monkeys.
Really?
Whereas,
what's that
like,
mean exactly?
It's just like big like jumps like back to back like.
Gotcha.
That don't really fit in the context of a fight. It's just like, oh, you can do a flip
some
over
entertainment.
It's basically like a guy that just does a bunch of flips.
Right, okay. That makes
even
sense.
Even though it doesn't fit like in the context
of
a fight.
Well, I mean, he's a champion, though.
Yeah. I hope he loses.
But then again, isn't this title kind of, it's not really a...
Nah, no one gives a fuck.
It's never been a well-respected title.
Hell yeah. No one gives a fuck.
So who is this, then? This is AJ Styles?
AJ
Styles.
Is
it 3-on-1?
Well, it's just supposed to be 1-on-1.
Okay, so they jumped him before
they just jumped
the bell. Gotcha.
But I actually want these guys to be, like, dominant, because they can do it. The dude on the bald dude right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's, like, 3 bald dudes.
This
is pro wrestling.
Yeah. It's either bald dude
hey,
or
man,
someone,
you know, that
either,
bald dude fucking lathered up and like,
either got
oil
long,
and,
you either got long
bad spray tans, dude. You know, like, one of those guys, one of those bald guys over there.
Oh, he's orange, too!
Yeah, dude, they are, man. I mean, especially this other guy on the right in the white trunks. I mean, he looks like an orange.
But the guy with the shirt still on, basically, Carl Anderson.
With the shirt still on, huh? Yeah.
he, like, one of his catchphrases is, like, my hot Asian wife, because they all used to wrestle.
Oh, right.
They all used to wrestle in Japan.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I have a hot Asian wife, and the crowd's like, woo!
Hell yeah!
All the virgins there at the wrestling,
hell
like,
yeah.
Hot Asian wife.
Asian women are beautiful.
And it's funny, because my podcast earlier, so... Shout out to me once again. This is my second podcast of the day. Earlier, I had another comedian on, and he was telling me how his wife's from Vietnam, and I was like, "Hey, does she have any like nieces that are trying to like hop on over here?"
Like, hey,
he's like, "Hold on.
Do any of those women want to get married?"
He thought I was trying to bang his wife.
Oh wow, he took it as that at first.
He's like, "Oh, I always have a red flag when someone." So they like Asian chicks.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm trying to get one of them nieces over here, bro.
Yeah,
like,
right. I'm not worried about your wife, dude. You know?
Give me some transcontinental pussy, you know?
I mean, it's here in San Diego.
Like, I love Asian chicks, but I love, like, Asian chicks that were born in America, you know? Like, not real Asian
American.
Chicks.
America.
Because whenever I watch, like, Asian porn, they're all, like, crying and shit. I'm like, I don't want to know those Asian...
Real awkward, right?
I don't want to know those Asian chicks that are, like, crying when I'm banging them.
I thought this was supposed to be fun. It's like we're having a terrible time.
Like, why is your pussy blurred out?
Yeah. What kind of porno is this? Fuck it. Throw the bottle of lotion at the wall. Fuck this, man! I'm going somewhere else.
I got some blurred out pussy and she's crying, dude. That's not what I wanted.
Ah, that's great. You can look up those busty Asian women, man. There you go.
Hell yeah, dude. Speaking of... Dude, like, I feel like ever since Robert Kraft got arrested, it fucked up my sex life, dude. Because they closed, like, both Rub and Tugs, like, right here and, like, down the street, like...
Quick, huh?
Hell next yeah, day.
Dude. Whoa! Board up shop.
Dude, like, a week later... It was, like, literally within a week, I was like, God damn, like, all the Rub and
Tugs... Yeah, what happened with that? I didn't
see. Oh, yeah, so you just go in there and you give them, like, $40, and then...
No, the Robert Kraft. Oh! Yeah, I get how that system goes, dude. not saying that I've been involved or used that system, but I know how that goes. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the billionaire football owner. Yeah, he was, like, in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, in some, like, strip mall, like, some real seedy, like, place that I would
strip
go.
Strip mall, okay.
Yeah. Next to a Little Caesars.
that's not surprising almost.
Yeah, dude.
Get yourself those $5 pizzas, man, hot and ready.
Yeah. He went to one place.
That's something else that's real hot and ready.
Right? He walked into one place, it's like, pizza, pizza. Then he walked. Then he walked to the next place. He's like, "Pussy, pussy." Right, right. And they're like, "Okay, Mr. Kraft." Yeah, dude.
Well,
like,
I do.
There's two Rub and Tugs like within like two blocks of here, and they both those motherfuckers closed down.
Like, hell, you're right. Are you a customer by chance, dude?
No, you know, I just
you're a little sad about them going out, huh? Hey, it hasn't been the same around the neighborhood since two great stores closed.
Rosie, I hope she's okay. Like, she had a daughter in high school. I don't know.
it'd be genius to throw one of those like with like a laundromat cover up.
I thought about opening a Rug and Tug, dude.
Do something, you know, like in the back room of a laundromat. The only way you can get like caught is if someone's too excited to go.
You know what's
to laundry.
Funny? Like the thing about him getting arrested, like. The justification for their sting operation, and like he got charged with like, I don't know if he got charged, but the whole justification was like human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so they're like, oh, we ran this sting to stop human trafficking, and yet no one got like arrested for human trafficking. It was all like solicitation.
That's what I was asking. So did he got charged for it, right?
Solicitation? Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then they try to show everyone like the video of his dick. And then, like, he sued to, like...
Oh, really? They're trying to fucking send out the
video,
huh?
To not have it released, yeah. He didn't want anyone to see his dick, bro. His old fucking billionaire dick.
I mean, you know, I don't want to give a fuck. But even at that age, I would... Especially not.
At that age, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I wouldn't give a fuck, man, you know? I mean, especially him. I mean, who cares, dude?
Yeah, but when you're a billionaire,
go cry in your fucking millions of dollars, man.
Do you know how much it costs to get divorced though when you're a billionaire?
Yeah, you know that is true.
That's
going
to cost
money. That's happening to the guy that owns Amazon, right?
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos
happened to fucking Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
That's
going
to cost fucking.
Hey, did you see the Trump and Tiger thing like several months ago? Or just giving him the
were you giving like the medal?
The medal, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
All I thought it was Chappelle's show the whole time. Thank you. I really do appreciate you accept this award. Finally feels great to be considered one.
Hello, fried rice. Goodbye, fried chicken.
Yeah.
Dude, like, my favorite thing about Trump is how, like, yeah, he's like, if you like me, cool. And he gives you, like, a medal and shit.
Yeah. And he's like a gold star, dude. It's like elementary teacher.
He's like,
gold star, kid.
He's like, if you don't like me, fuck you. I won't, like, you're fake news. Like, like you ever see, like, who does the press conferences and, like, Jim Acosta and CNN try to ask a question? Like,
you are fake news.
He's just like, no, not you.
You are fake news.
He's
no, like, not you. You're a disgrace. He's like, you're a disgrace to CNN.
How do you guys not love that, dude? Like,
I mean, dude, it's definitely entertaining. It is definitely entertaining.
He's just like, you? No, not you.
No, yeah, not you. Steve, we'll go with you. Jeff, no. Costa, get out of here. Yeah, you are fake news.
And he calls them fake news, and they're like, oh, he's the enemy of the free press.
Yeah.
But Obama literally used to, like, spy on any journalist that, like, said anything bad about him, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's true.
That's proven
like,
true.
Like, if a journalist said anything about Obama, they were literally, like, spying on their whole family and shit.
Yeah,
like,
and that's
oh, funny. Yeah. Trump is the fucking enemy of the journalism. Fuck those guys, you know?
It's definitely a lot to take in, you know? I mean, and understand. Look at Ricochet. Fucking. I don't know about this.
I don't like him.
Like,
man.
You were saying, you know, he's kind of. What did you call it? What's the term?
Like smiles and flips and smiles or whatever.
Spot monkey. Spot monkey, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can definitely see it. It was almost like that little like flip he did off the ring. That was.
It's like.
It's like, dude, that was that needed, dude.
Everything's for his next flip. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Was that needed? Yeah.
Yeah, because
dude,
like,
there's no one in the ring, and you did a backflip. Why?
Like, one of the biggest fucking like most important things in pro wrestling is like, because like when you're in a real fight, you're just in a real fight. But when you're choreographing, it has to like make sense.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. And flow.
You can't like just go from like you punch one guy, then now all of a sudden you guys are like jumping off the rope. Like,
right.
There has to be like you're choreographing. It.
Yeah,
there
gotta be flowing. Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Like, he can do shit, but it's just like they're not putting him in. Like, he doesn't have a good coach.
Wow, he just deadlifted that AJ Styles guy. That was impressive.
That was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But he needs like a mentor, basically. Like, don't smile so much.
Right. Try to be an asshole, dude. Yeah. Try to get these people. I mean, and all the fans love heels. Always do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
I'm excited. I want to see some Kevin Owens tonight, dude.
So you think he's coming out?
Yeah, I think he's gonna do some fucking cool shit later. Maybe not. I don't even think he has a scheduled match. I don't know. Maybe he won't be on there. But he needs to fucking.
So you trying to call? You trying to call it? You trying to put a bet on that, dude?
I don't know if he has a scheduled match or not. Because the only person he's been beefing with is Shane McMahon. They already had their match, so maybe he won't. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a good match.
Oh, that's cool. I don't like when the guy who initiates the offensive move gets hurt. I don't like that. It's like weird how you like hurt somebody, but you're the one that's like rolling around on the fucking ground and shit. I hate that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was actually gonna tap into. It's like what, dude? Like,
yeah, I don't like that.
What?
Like, if you like do the move, then you gotta fucking take it, like, or just don't do that move. I don't know. Except for like in like an extreme circumstance. Where
hey,
like,
extreme rules, dude.
Where you're like. Oh, I actually did try to hurt myself to hurt you, like,
right? Okay,
but then not for every match and do that shit, you know.
I mean, if you notice, there hasn't been too many extreme things going on WWE Extreme Rules.
That was cool. There has been nothing extreme here. Extreme Rules,
and I don't think anything ever beat ECW.
And they're in Philadelphia. How are you going to have Extreme Rules in Philadelphia and have nothing? I like that.
Ooh,
fucking.
I mean, that is cool. Yeah.
Into a tree of woe, kind of. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Is that the move? Is that what the move's called?
Yeah, when they got their upside down in the corner, called the tree of woe. I learned that from playing a video game.
Yeah, wrestling video games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play those a lot, man.
That's how I understood football, just playing Madden. That's how I basically understood like everything about football.
Hey, a millennial, dude. You better calm down, man.
Hell no, there's some Gen Xers playing Madden, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude. No doubt.
But hell yeah, it's like, oh, I get it. Like, you gotta fucking run the ball, and then you can throw it. Like,
yeah. Did you play any sports, like, growing up, though?
I played baseball for 9 years. From kindergarten up until high school, I played baseball. And then in 7th grade and my senior year, I played football. And then I was also in Taekwondo for, like, 5 years.
Oh, no shit.
Or 4 years, whatever. Like, I was in Taekwondo for a long time.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I was always fucking...
So you learned how to play football, Madden, and then went and played football.
Hell yeah. It made more sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, all right, I know how to play, man. What's up?
Get the quarterback. Yeah. But when you're a fucking defensive lineman, like, there's not a whole lot...
Yeah, you got one job, man. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot to learn.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen this? Have you seen the new Aziz? What is it? Aziz?
Yeah. Aziz Ansari?
Yeah. Is that how it's pronounced? Yeah, the new one. I was going to turn it on the other day.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. He definitely... He starts off talking about his whole Me Too thing, like, the very first thing, like, he addresses it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. He's all like, eh, like sincere, like, eh, like I, nah, nah, nah. And like, I don't want to hear that shit. Just fucking say that bitch was a bitch or something. Like, I don't want to fucking, like, I would never give any bitch the time of day on my fucking special, dude.
Right.
If some bitch said I tried to rape her or something, there's no way on my special would I ever be like all sincere. Like, ugh. Like, no, bitch, this is my Netflix special. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going straight up Michael Jordan Hall of Fame speech.
Fucking MJ.
I'm right. Like, shout out to the fucking hater that said I raped her. Fuck you, bitch. This is my Netflix special. Look. I'm going straight up Michael Jordan Hall of Fame speech.
Good old MJ, dude. You know, that guy walks through the city of Chicago like a
I wonder god. If, like, for a second, like, the guy he brought up when he heard, like, his name, if he's like, oh, Michael Jordan is going to, like, give me oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. Right, right.
If all of a sudden, like, for, like, one second he had, like, he felt good again.
A false sense of hope right hell there. Yeah, right.
And, like, for, like, a second, and then, like, and then Michael Jordan's like, fuck you. You're the reason why I'll always be better than you.
Yeah. I will always be
you're
better.
You're a fucking plumber or a fucking or whatever the fuck you're doing now. Like, like I wonder what that guy's doing now.
Yeah.
Like the guy that beat him in high school.
Yeah, you should probably Google it, man.
I bet he's a fucking nothing.
I mean, I'm sure there's several Michael Jordan documentaries out there with that.
Yeah.
Story.
Well, I bet that dude's like a straight up fucking nothing now. Like,
hey, dude. Yeah, he definitely didn't get his 15 seconds of fame like he first thought he was gonna get.
I'm about to come up with my list of people to invite to my first fucking award show. Like, hey, fuck you,
Mrs. Just to tell them to fuck themselves.
Fuck you, Mrs. fucking
so, just want to let everybody know that I invited a certain group of people here today to accept this award, and all of you special people are people I don't like. I just wanted to say, fuck you.
I like Talladega Nights when he gets in the car for the first time, and they're like, remember when they said we were retarded for playing on Matchbox cars? Like,
yeah.
Who's retarded now?
Yeah, dude, right. Little shake and bake.
Dude, that's a good
fucking It is, man. Came up with a new nickname.
I feel like...
He's like, what is it? He's like, Magic Man.
He's like, because
you see me, and then I'm gone.
He's like, are you mad because you didn't come up with it
first? Yeah. I kind of am, yeah.
Dude, I could totally watch that movie like once a year for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you know, I pretty much do get it once a year.
I actually have a tradition. I have a summer tradition.
What's that?
I don't actually partake this year, so I'm actually behind. But every summer,
You got that written somewhere? You got that written down somewhere?
Every summer, yeah. I watch Sandlot.
Oh, there you go.
And Field of Dreams.
Yeah, good movie.
And Major League, dude.
Oh, Major League's great.
Like, yeah. I got to watch all three of those movies, like, every summer, dude. Like,
I haven't done it this year.
It's weird, like in San Diego. I mean,
it's obviously the baseball in you right there. You said you played baseball.
Yeah, but it's like
younger.
In San Diego, like it's not summer yet, it feels like. It's like
it's not. It's really not. I mean, it's only what, 70 degrees out?
It's fucking, we're halfway through July, and it's like, oh, summer just started like today. But yeah, like, oh, I love, like, Field of Dreams is good, but like mostly are, and Bull Durham. I watch Bull Durham every year, fucking too, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's one of those movies, like, definitely Bull Durham and, like, Sandlot.
Sandlot's great.
You gotta watch those fucking movies every
year. I just saw Squints or what's he doing?
I saw he's doing something.
He just did a music video for Logic where he impersonates
Logic
the rapper.
Yeah, I saw that.
With Eminem, and then Chris D'Elia
plays
Eminem, and it's hilarious, dude.
Fucking,
it's pretty good.
I used to fucking love Eminem, dude.
Yeah, you know, he just did a song with that Ed Sheeran guy as well.
Yeah.
Is that how his last name is pronounced?
I have no idea. Shireen? I have no
idea. I'm not really a fan. I haven't listened to too many of his tunes, but
I
checked out that with Eminem. It's with Eminem and 50 Cent. And he had a lot of, like, his ad-libs were the real, like, kind of throwback Eminem Slim Shady stuff.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool to hear, but... Yeah, I don't think Ed guy is stepping way too far out of his comfort zone. Respect, but
oh, that was sick.
Go back to making pop music, dog.
That was a cool fucking backflip, like springboard backflip. Oh shit, he was close to,
oh yeah,
they fucked up right there.
They did, right?
That was basically a three count.
Yeah,
that they fucked that up timing.
Well, isn't this as he was going to put his foot on the bottom rope, right?
Yeah, but that was definitely like they fucked up right there.
Ricochet. And they hear the commentators, they're like pretty much saying, fuck, man, fuck. We got to cover this up.
Yeah, they fucked up. That was sick.
That was pretty badass. That was sick.
Old fucking springboard.
Yeah, you remember...
backflip.
You remember the Shooting Star Press?
Yeah, they don't what was his name? Brock Lesnar?
No, well, Brock Lesnar did before it, too. That? But before that, it
like
was...
Max Moon and shit?
Max Moon and what was this
there
other...
was a couple other people. Billy Kidman?
Billy Kidman. Yeah, dude, that guy was badass back WCW days.
Dude, so they basically quit doing it when Brock Lesnar went to do
almost
it.
Almost fucking killed
and
himself.
He fucking damn near killed himself,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And he landed on his fucking head. Yeah. Like, that shit was... Dude. Like, watching that shit makes you want to, like, throw up. You're like,
I think I remember seeing that live. Yeah.
Dude. And then they're like, dude, you're a fucking big motherfucker.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Why are you doing backflips?
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, what is that? Like a, whoa, shit. That was cool.
That was all
right. He definitely ate the mat right
there. I think
there.
The Styles Clash is one of the worst moves, though.
I mean, I don't really like AJ Styles.
I do.
I think he's kind of cheesy.
I like him, but I think the Styles Clash. Actually, the move I hate the most is Randy Orton's like a DDT when they're like in the ropes.
Oh yeah, stupid.
Dude,
yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all of a sudden every single match you're in, like the guy's just like has his feet in the ropes.
Every match, yeah. Well, I mean, he's setting it up, man.
I hate it.
You know?
I fucking hate it. I'm glad AJ won though. But no one gives a fuck about the US championship ever. That's like
WCW. That's the thing, which is
that's like a WCW.
It is. It is a WCW belt. Because the U.S. title was the main title in WCW for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. One of them. They had the U.S. title, the TV title.
TV title, yeah.
And then they had the world. But their world title was like. It's weird because there's like weird, like, I guess, I don't know. I guess it's saying, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He definitely ate the mat right there, man.
Yeah. They have, like, weird continuities because the WCW champion is, like, the world champion, like, strangely enough. Because WCW was, like, used to be NWA, and that was considered, like, the world champion.
Oh, yeah, world champion.
So there's, like, two continuities going on where there's, like, the WWF champion. Because they still do it every once in a while. They still have, like, the WWF champion and, like, the world champion.
Yeah.
And, like, the fucking... The NWA champion was always like the world champion.
Yeah, because it's the original.
They call it the big gold belt.
Like, so Batista's still doing.
Oh, he's done now.
Oh, then why are we watching him?
He was not too long ago.
You know, it's the network. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
How you like the network, man? Shout out WWE Network, huh?
Well, actually, I'm watching it on bootleg right now because. I actually pay for the network.
Yeah.
But I normally watch it on Apple TV, and now they no longer support Apple TV.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
They have a new, they just had like a new relaunch at like July 1st.
They must not have, yeah, maybe they didn't see enough profit in there, huh?
No, I think it's like they did like a new relaunch of like their technology or whatever.
Okay.
And so just now, like,
they just cut it, yeah.
Their new shit just doesn't work with, the old Apple TVs and like their app on like iPad doesn't work anymore. Like
wow.
A lot of their shit doesn't work anymore.
Wow.
So you basically just have to watch it on fucking on your computer, which sucks, dude. Because yeah, like I'm probably gonna cancel it actually because now there's no reason for me to pay for it because it doesn't work. Like I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not watching. If it's not convenient to watch it.
I mean, I'm not watching it at all anymore. Like,
right.
Because it doesn't work on any of my devices. I have to go fucking bootleg it. I'm a paying customer. That has to bootleg it.
Yeah. That sucks. Damn, this looks... So you think... Here's Kevin Owens, huh?
Yeah, let's see.
Think he's going to come out or what?
I hope so, man. I just hope they don't do something gay like a fucking beer truck and shit. Like, you know what like I mean? Stone like, Cold. You're not there yet.
Yeah, it's nice to get this little quick catch-up.
He lost some
here.
Weight, though.
Yeah, it looks like
okay,
it.
Okay, he looks good right there. That's a good size for him, dude.
Right.
Because he was a little chunky motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's Canadian. Fucking Canadians.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is definitely more like your average guy, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Wearing his fucking basketball, his PE shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, exactly. That's his attire, isn't it? Did he get all tatted up or what?
I think we got some extra ones. Yeah,
for sure. Wait, the stunner?
He stunned him, baby.
Stone Cold Stunner, dude?
He's doing the stunner now, dude. He's not good at it, though.
Wow. So, is he, like, copying Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, he's the new Stone Cold, I'm pretty sure, dude.
Yeah, gotcha.
But, like, okay. I don't know. His stunner doesn't look the same.
Nah, it definitely isn't. I mean, it's
like when Stone Cold hit
probably
the stunner,
pretty hard to imitate Stone Cold Steve
dude,
Austin.
Dude, when Stone Cold hit the stunner, dude, you could, like...
Oh, yeah.
There was something, like...
There's something about it, man. Yeah, that Texas rattlesnake.
It doesn't look the same.
Dolph Ziggler, huh?
Oh, fuck Dolph Ziggler. And fuck bald Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. Wait, he cut all his hair, huh?
He looks weird bald.
Yeah.
Ooh, is this Carmella?
Kevin Owens.
I swear I heard the FABA.
Yeah, I thought you said he wasn't fighting tonight. I guess
he
is.
I guess he has a match with somebody.
KD. Looks like KD right there. Right. See that?
He's coming out first, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, why is that? Think he's going to lose?
I don't even know who he's going against.
I mean, those look like high school PE shorts right there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like fucking freshman. Do I have to run a mile?
Yeah. Wait, I got to run a mile a day? No, man.
I love that on fucking Eastbound and Down. Oh. Like on the first episode where he's like, you guys are, he's like, all right, you know, blah, 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 I used to play baseball, blah, blah, blah. Any questions? Like, do you get to run a mile? I was like, you have to run a fucking mile? You're with an American icon and you ask about the fucking mile? Oh, God. Dolph Ziggler's fucking whack.
Yeah, I wish we could just change. Can we skip this match, too?
Yeah, let's fast forward through this
shit. Yeah, lame. I'm not a big fan of the Dolph Ziggler guy.
Fuck no.
I'm not really a big fan of Kevin Owens either, to be honest.
No, I like Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Skippy, skip, skip. So what's been going on with the comedian business?
Dude, it's fucking been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fucking doing shows. I
haven't seen you do a lot of shows, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking, I had a show the other day, but I don't have anything coming up right now. Shit, I don't have anything right now. Just been trying to work on my YouTube shit, work on my podcast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Well, wish the best for it. Keep it rocking.
Oh, yeah, dude. What about you? Fucking, you're a DJ.
Yeah, man. I've been DJing for quite a while. Probably coming on 15 years.
No shit?
Yeah, quite a while, man. I started when I was, still in high school. It's like 15, 16.
Oh, you started DJing when you were in high school?
Yeah, man. Like, right when I got my license. Once I was able to drive by myself, dude, it was like the world started, man. You know, just like for probably any other kid, right?
So there's, like, different kinds of, like, DJs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Several. You got your wedding DJs. You got, like, club DJs. You have artists, like production artists, that end up learning how to DJ. There's turntablists.
Now, what about like rap DJ? Is that like a category, or is that just like a...
I mean, kind of. Yeah, that's a hype man DJ, pretty much. You know, I mean, that's kind of like the main goal of like a hip hop DJ is to, like, of course, play the music. You know, the artist's music,
right.
and fill in slots. You know, fill in time. You know, get the crowd hype, get the people hype, and allow that artist, that
rapper. So what makes a good DJ? Just like getting the crowd involved, or like how? I don't, cause like to me though, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know what a good DJ. Like, I've been around lots of DJs, like in clubs, and
I mean, dude, you know, just first off, man, a DJ can be many different things in many different moments.
Right.
A good DJ is just, in my opinion, is just someone that gets people dancing, man.
Right, right.
I mean, that's your main job. If you're getting people having fun, you're doing your job. But, you know, what comes with that is track selection. You're selecting the right tracks.
Right.
And then it, you know, goes into technical skills. You know, what kind of technical skills does a DJ have? Which, you know, is all over the board. You know, there's some people that can beat match phenomenally, and there's other people that can't beat match, but they can scratch Man, typically you can beat match if you can scratch, but
so how's that
some
work?
Stuff comes natural, you know. Everybody so has like, a natural
so do you strength. Have like a like your own like routine that you want to do as a DJ, or do you get in there and you like kind of freestyle? Like, oh, these people seem. To like...
I personally, throughout all my experience, I've always freestyled everything I've done.
Oh, no,
I
sure.
never really plan. I mean, sure, I know what tracks I might want to play, you know, or like what kind of vibe I'm trying to get off or you know, show, but. It's all freestyle. It's not like I don't go through a list. Like, all right, track one,
yeah.
track two, track three. I just go with the flow, man. How I'm feeling. I get that from just doing a lot of bar gigs back in Chicago.
Yeah.
So you know, I was DJing, oh, man, 3 times a week for probably about 2 years straight while working a 9-to-5 job. Definitely oh, wore my ass out, man. Yeah. I'll tell you that, dude. Sundays were my day of like... It wasn't a day of prayer. It was a day of complete relaxation.
Do you remember your first gig?
I remember my first gig, yeah, dude. I was actually at this small club in Illinois, south in Illinois. It's the city of Kankakee.
What's it called?
Club Illusion. And the city is called Kankakee.
Kankakee?
Kankakee, man. Small town, dude. Small town. It really is. I mean, a small city, small town. It's like the first... It's the first... big city as soon as you go south of Chicago.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of small towns.
So big, but so by big you mean like 70,000-100,000 people or?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's
Midwest big.
That's Midwest big, yeah.
Right.
Since we're out here on the West Coast, I mean, fuck.
Oh, you don't have 3 million people?
Yeah, there's the what do you mean? It's not the same size as LA? What the hell?
Right.
So yeah, the number is definitely different, but you know, out in the sticks, man.
Right.
Knee high by 4th of July. You know, that's some of the shit I've heard out on those parts. But yeah, I remember my first gig, man. Actually, when I first got my license, I was kind of into music. I was already into music then, like big. And, you know, The Prodigy was some stuff that really kind of influenced me to pursue this. I don't know if you ever heard The Prodigy before, but they got some.
Like Prodigy?
The Prodigy. Yeah,
Prodigy.
Like Firestarter and like Smack My Bitch Up like that. I fell in love with it, dude. That's what got me.
That
like,
shit was like big when I was like in like 7th grade, like Prodigy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was rocking, man. But yeah, right when I got my license, dude, I just went and I saw that this new club was opening. And I just knocked on the door, dude, and this guy Jake Schultz opens the door. Actually, it was his dad, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy opens the door and he's like, "Yeah, hey man, hey kid, we're not open for another week." So I was like, shit, man, I was hoping you guys
So you had no DJ experience?
No DJ experience.
No equipment?
Nothing. I had right now at this moment, or you mean at this
story? No, at the time.
At the time, yeah, no, dude, nothing, man.
No experience?
Nothing.
So, like, so you wanted to be a DJ, and then, like, you tried to be a DJ, and you didn't have, like, any, like...
Well, that's the thing, is I put in, that's what I was going to kind of explain, is, like, I ended up asking if I could help them, like, finish up any work.
Yeah.
At this new club.
Yeah.
So they invited me in, and I actually came in, and I started helping them, like, help put the floors in, you know, running and doing errands, you know, doing some, like, you know, just, like, your basic kind of blue-collar shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Putting together stage, stairs, you know, shit like that, man, you know, and I'm a little young, 16-year-old, you know, I'm not, like, I wasn't extremely talented with, like,
right.
carpentry or anything like that, but,
But
yeah, you know, I put in a little work, and then Jake actually, Jake and my good buddy now, Skizzle, Scott Brinkman, they started teaching me how to DJ. So they gave me my first gig, dude. It was badass. Like, I was handing out flyers in my school. Felt like a badass, dude, you know. People are making some fun, but, you know, I stand here now and say, fuck you guys.
Right.
Been doing this strong for a while, and it's brought me money, you know.
That's what's up, dude.
Not that it was ever really about the money, but hey, man, you turn a passion into...
Hell yeah.
If you can get paid profit, for that's much, not a bad thing, dude.
I mean, we both know, like, you know, we used to work together, fucking... We both know about sitting in a shitty fucking
cubicle. Yeah, man, it drives you crazy, you know?
Dude, that's fucking, like, the slow death, dude. Like, I feel like any cubicle job, like, unless you're making, like, 6 figures, like, fuck all that, dude. And none of them do. Like, if you're making 6 figures, you obviously have... Like,
yeah, you're in your own office. You know, definitely not in a cube.
Dude, like, you're
You know
just...
what I hated about that stuff? Because I don't really work in that situation now with my 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But honestly, just all the drama, man. You know, that's just, I don't come to work to, I don't want to hear your drama. I got the rule, like, you know, what happens in my personal life, I keep it in my personal life.
Right.
I don't bring it to work with me.
I feel like all those people are just, like, waiting to die, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, you wake, dude, think, like, what is there? You wake up.
Complacency, and you to, I think, is the huge thing.
Yeah, dude, you just wake up and you go to your fucking shitty, and like, pain. It is a shitty job because you know deep down you fucking hate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're dreading to go to work the next day, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't waste your fucking time here, man. I mean, all right, if you need to do something like a financial move, all right. You know, that makes sense. But make sure it's short, you know. At the end of the day, you're not leaving here with money.
All right.
You know, you're leaving here with, like, experience, memories, so.
Dude, I would literally rather, like, mow lawns all day than ever work in another fucking help desk.
And honestly, mowing grass sounds like a good time. I kind of miss it. You know, living out here in California.
Give me that
not too
shit.
Much grass to fucking mow out here. And if there is,
dude, it's, like, I just can't do it, dude. I can never work on the help desk again or another tech support job again, dude. Like, yeah. No, I just can't do it. Especially for like $18 an hour.
Oh yeah,
when like
some chump change out here, dude. I mean,
and if you want to like
back home, that's not a terrible wage, you know, back in Illinois. But you know, out here in California, that's a completely different story.
Dude, the fucking like the pay out here is stupid compared to like what you should be making. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm definitely fortunate. I make a well margin higher than that. But
yeah,
but yeah, I mean it's. I couldn't imagine, you know, maybe living out here in my earlier years, you know, after college and trying to get my feet, you know, my feet wet and, you know, learn a new industry and learn how this shit goes.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine doing that out here and, you know, not, I don't know.
Yeah, I hate how, like, it's, like, in San Diego, it's acceptable to be, like, 30 and have a roommate, or 30 and live with your parents, or fucking
yeah, dude. It's that's not the thing out in Illinois.
Car.
Yeah, that's not the thing out in Illinois, man.
Oh,
it's like,
my God,
as soon as high
dude.
School ends, you know, as soon as high school ends, it's like, hey, when are you having kids? You know,
you're
and I
you're 23
never,
and you're not married.
Yeah, yeah. Oh wow, your life fucking sucks. Right. You know, like whoa.
I think this is gonna be a good match. Fucking Kofi Kingston and Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe lost some weight, dude.
Yeah, he thinks. I mean, down. So if he loses more weight, is he still Samoa?
Yeah. He still got his hard ass fucking head.
We're just gonna start calling him hey, just gonna start calling him Joe.
So did you ever know there's a
hey yo, Joe, get in here, man!
So like throughout all
hey, look at that. Twitter trend.
Throughout all wrestling, it's like a continuity thing that throughout all wrestling that they just part of the gag is like Samoans have the hardest heads. So in any wrestling match, if you see someone
they headbutt
like,
someone,
if someone else like headbutts the Samoan,
oh, it doesn't
they
matter.
Fucking like grab
yeah,
their
right,
head,
right,
dude.
Right. That's which, awesome.
Which is, I guess, is technically racist, you know. But
I
like,
guess okay,
so. In any like wrestling match, if someone in any company
is that racist? Is that racist?
I don't know.
Come on.
But, like, that's not even, like, a WWE thing.
Definitely a stereotype, right?
But it's funny because it's not even, like, a WWE thing.
I haven't heard that till this day, so
yeah,
I don't
know.
Yeah,
it's like a...
Ooh, that looked rough, dude.
But it's, like, just a straight-up, like...
His knee, like, collapsed in on it right there.
Like, they're all in on it. Like, all pro wrestlers. Like, not even, like, one company, which I think is, like, cool. So you'll see, like, anyone, like, headbutt a Samoan wrestler, and they're like, oh!
You see them, like, grab their head, like, like, shit. Maybe it's just the truth, then, dude.
Maybe. But it's just cool how, like, they all just fucking are like, yeah, we're gonna all stick to this, like, whatever stereotype, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, he lost hella weight.
Yeah, he does look a little thinner. Then again, I haven't really seen, you know, him wrestle.
Vince McMahon really hates fat people, though.
Does he?
From what I hear, yeah.
Really?
So that's probably why he lost weight. Kevin Owens lost weight.
Vince McMahon, man, without the HGH and the steroids, I don't think he'd be too thin.
I don't know. He's a fucking...
How old is that guy, dude? He's like 80s?
70s.
His 70s or 80s?
But he, with those HGH and steroids, that's a fucking...
He's a big dude.
He's a big motherfucker,
dude. Yeah, he's a big dude.
He was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness at like 70-something. That's fucking...
He's a big dude.
That's pretty fucking impressive, man. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does have a pretty badass regimen, I guarantee
yeah.
you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even Shane looks...
Well, dude, I hear, too. Like, crazy stories about, like, he would challenge... Who did he challenge? He challenged one other wrestler to, like a curl contest or, like, some type of, like, weightlifting contest. And basically, like, Vince McMahon just kept doing curls so he fucking hurt himself, like... because he wanted to fucking
to
not lose. Like, he's just super crazy psycho Kobe competitive.
Wow, that's wild, dude.
And like, I forget who it was, and it was like a wrestler who was like stronger than him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did like 75 like fucking like curls, and the guy's like, dude, fucking like, chill out. And then like fucking Vince McMahon like hurt himself.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna fucking go till I hurt myself.
There's a whole bunch of crazy stories about him, dude. Like, I tried to get when I had Mikey Gordon on here, the pro wrestler, you know, because he met Vince McMahon, and I was like, hey, did you ever hear like how Vince McMahon gets pissed when someone sneezes? Oh,
so he met Vince, huh?
Yeah, he met Vince, dude.
This shit.
Shout out to fucking Dirty Ron McDonald.
Nice, yeah. What's up, Mikey Gordon? Shout out, dude. Hey.
Shout out. He fucking wrestled on Raw, and he met Vince McMahon, and I was just like, and when I was interviewing him, I was like, oh yeah, I heard Vince McMahon has like, I heard he gets pissed when people sneeze and shit, but he wouldn't bite. Like, he was just like, nah, I don't know. He was nice when I met him. And like,
come here, boy. Good job. Yeah, how'd he get that gig? Do you know? Like, is he just...
I don't know how he got it. Because it's a pretty common thing.
Like, has he been, like, trying to... Did he wrestle? Does he wrestle still?
Yeah, he still wrestles. He actually does his own promotion, dude.
Oh, gotcha.
Fucking shout out Fist Combat. Check out at Fist Combat TV on Instagram and everything. I went to one of their matches, dude, like... Because we're comedians, and so, like, we know each other through comedy.
Right.
And, like, we're just at a comedy show, and I saw him post on Facebook that he's also a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And he had a show coming up, and at his upcoming show, he actually had Joey Ryan there, who's a famous wrestler, mm-hmm. who's known for incorporating his dick.
Oh, really?
He's the dick flip guy.
He's the dick guy? He's the dick flip guy?
He's the dick
flip. I've seen that online. Yeah, no way, dude.
Yeah!
Really?
Dude, he was there. Over here in La Mesa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Dude, I was like trying to get people to go.
Yeah.
I should hit you up, dude.
Dude,
like,
you should hit me up, man. What the fuck?
Dude, the dick flip.
I see how it is,
that's
dude.
Joey Ryan, dude. The fucking dick flip guy.
The dick flip.
And he did the dick flip, dude. Like,
he did. That's great, dude.
And then, yeah, so like I went and now.
You can't tell me that's fake, dude. That's not fake.
And now we're fucking, you know. Well, now we're homies and shit.
Nice,
like,
dude. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Fuck so you're friends with the dick flip guy, huh?
Well, I'm friends with the friend of the dick flip guy.
Like. Yeah, a lot of dick flipping going
I'm
on.
I'm 2 degrees away from the dick
you're
flip.
You're 2 degrees away from a dick flip, man.
I know someone who knows the dick
you're
flip.
Almost there, dude. Yeah.
But, dude, like, it was fucking fun, man.
Yeah.
That was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I've only been to a couple WWE events. Two specifically, yeah. One when I was really young, and then I went to one probably in my 20s, early 20s. That was a good time, dude. I remember seeing, like, the Nation of Domination back in the day. Like, Farouk and shit. And,
when The Rock was still there?
Yeah, when The Rock was still part of it. Yeah, before when he was Rocky Maivia. Maivia, right?
Maivia,
yeah, sorry.
That shit was cool, though.
Yeah, no, those are good times, dude. And
were
then,
you shitting Die Rocky Die? Were you one of those people that turned him into a bad guy?
I don't think I turned him into a bad guy, but
I remember that shit too. When he came back one day, like in the Nation, he's like, and I remember when everyone was chanting Die Rocky Die, and then you're like, and then they show like the crowd like chanting
that?
Like, Die Rocky Die.
Oh, wow, right, right. I mean, he was a pretty dude. This was a bad heel, you know. I mean, at the time.
No, he was a bad face because he was supposed to be.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to be a face.
He was supposed to be a good guy,
right?
And everyone's like, "You suck." Dude.
Right, right. That's what it was. That's so long ago, dude.
I remember that shit too, and it's cool, dude. How awesome is that? That like I was interviewing a dude that I know.
Yeah, that's badass.
Like I know Mikey, dude, from comedy.
That's cool.
And he's like, "You didn't know I wrestled on Raw?" And I was like, "No."
You're like, no shit, huh, dude? Hey, nice.
That was cool.
Wish
dude.
I had a cool story like
that's
that.
That's like the
dude.
Highlight of my fucking podcast career right now.
That
dude.
Is,
so
dude.
Far.
I don't think I can match that, man. You
he's
know,
like,
I've,
yeah.
had, I've had a lot of fun. You know, I met Twista one time.
And it was almost young, like a but... throwaway like question, you know? Because, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't been podcasting for a long time. So I was trying to think of, like, something to ask. And I was like, mm-hmm. what's the highlight of your wrestling career? And he's like, when I wrestled on Raw. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh,
God
shit.
Damn, dude.
I'm glad I asked that question. You
did
know?
You pull up the YouTube video? Like,
yeah,
on the
we watched
or,
it.
Yeah,
yeah really? We sit there and watched it. We couldn't, because of, like, the copyright strikes and shit, we didn't, like, put it into the podcast.
Right, right, right. That makes sense. Yeah, your shit would probably get blocked real quick.
Yeah, they're already probably going to want to block me anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, for all that conservative talk, huh, dude?
You're right. That's going to get you.
That Trump 2020, huh?
Oh, he's going to win for sure, dude.
Yeah, I think so, dude. You know, I definitely don't fully side with the old Don, but yeah. But I know when someone's going to win something and when someone's not. I'm pretty positive he's going
to
win.
When, like, your only argument is, like, fuck the
other
guy.
Yeah, dude, that's not a good... That doesn't mean you're going to win, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least, like, he's, like, has, like, an agenda, you know? Like, you're supposed to. And everyone else is just like, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, just throwing shit together. Almost, right? Yeah, I got a chance to watch the last, that debate. Democratic debate.
How was it? I didn't watch it.
I was in and out. I was kind of watching it while I was working from home one day. And it was like children throwing food at each other in the lunchroom.
That's what it was?
That is what it felt like.
I didn't understand why
the
fuck
of the nominees or candidates...
why the fuck were they speaking Spanish?
I don't know. I was pandering, in my opinion. Like, fuck.
Dude, I can't wait for...
I mean, I get it. Yeah, sure. There's other people that speak different languages.
So to the podcast listeners at home who have seen the John Atkins show, we're actually reformatting it, and it's going to come out new and improved next week. And one of the things I think you guys will like is my new segment, When Being Woke Goes Wrong.
When Being Woke Goes Wrong, huh?
Dude, why are they speaking Spanish?
I know, dude. I don't know, man.
You want to run for president of the United States and you're going to speak Spanish, dude?
I mean, there's other people, obviously, in this country that speak different languages, but...
President of the United States?
I believe the majority of people in this country speak English.
That's weird, dude. Like,
well, I mean, could you imagine if... So check this out. So strategically, if you're trying to gain votes and, you know, you're trying to get people on your side... If you say something in a language that someone can't understand, how do you expect to bring them in to vote for you? You know what I mean?
That goes
the same for both sides.
We're both old enough to, like, so we've been through, like, a couple election cycles. So now we're old enough to understand, like, what pandering is and, like.
Right, right.
They're fucking speaking Spanish.
Yeah, dude, right.
Fuck you. Right. So I brought this up in my last podcast. Did you know that one of the presidential candidates comes from a family that owns slaves?
Really? One of the ones now?
Yeah.
Like in the modern times, really?
There's someone right now running for president that is a descendant of a slave owner.
Wow. I mean, it's not Pocahontas, is it?
Can you guess which one it is?
That'd be something else if it was Pocahontas.
That would be a good one. It's close.
Probably Bernie Sanders, dog.
Nope.
No.
Nope. It's the best
Bernie
one.
Just socialist.
Once you hear which one it is, it's the best one.
Ah, shit, dude. Kamala Harris.
One more guess. One more. Yep.
Really? No way, dude.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, really?
Yes. And you know how people know?
How?
Her dad told everybody, dude.
Wait, there's video of it?
No, her dad, like, was like, we come from descendants of slave owners. Like, our family owns slaves. So, like, because her dad already got pissed when she told everyone she used to smoke weed and listen to Tupac.
Oh, right, right.
And
right.
He's like, no, you didn't. Like, you went to fucking Berkeley. Yeah. Like, Tupac wasn't out yet.
Right, right. Yeah, I did see that.
Her dad straight up called her out on that shit.
Wow.
And then, like, she was talking all this other shit about reparations.
Right.
And he's like, we come from the, like, your grandparents owned slaves.
What?
Yeah.
This is really clown world, dude.
Like, fuck yeah.
Wow, that is some
funny stuff. Can you imagine running for president and your dad's like, we own slaves?
Good luck. Yeah, good luck.
Could you imagine?
You know, it would be fucked up as if she ends up getting voted in then, huh?
She won't.
Yeah, I know she won't, but...
But how funny is, like, dude, you run for president, and your dad's like, we used to own slaves.
Right.
Is there anything worse that, like, your dad could say?
You can't really make that up either, can you? Like, I'm going to have to research that, but holy
shit. They're, like,
shit.
Her family's, like, a well-to-do family, like...
Like, well-known, yeah.
Yeah, like, high-class... Like, she comes from, like, a high-class family.
Right.
So for her dad to be like, yeah, we used to own slaves, that's like...
Yeah, that's...
They meant that shit, dude. And I just, like, how much of a piece of shit do you have to be to where you're actually running for president and your dad is, like, actively like, no, we own slaves.
That's pretty fucked up.
No, bitch. Yeah. No,
that's pretty fucked up.
You used to smoke weed and...
Listen to Tupac, right?
You know, she used to... So, I can't wait. I actually hope she gets nominated, because if she gets nominated, you go against Trump. If I was against Trump, every time they would bitch about, like, separating families, I'd be like, well, when you were district attorney, you separated many black families.
She did, didn't she?
She was a district attorney.
You know, dude, I mean...
If you send someone to, if you send someone to jail, you're separating their families. So why do only, like, the illegal immigrants, the legal aliens, excuse me, I almost used my wrong word.
They get a bypass.
I have to make sure I use my own word.
Right.
My own word. I almost got mad at myself for not saying illegal alien. Because they're illegal aliens. Like, how would you not, like... You know what I mean? Like, you're the fucking... You're the one sending people to jail. Who the fuck are you?
You know, it's a tough topic for sure, man.
And it's almost, like, impossible to, like, ignore when her own father is the one, like...
Yeah, that in itself right there is just, like...
You must be a piece of shit. If you're running for president and
Your dad's not even, like, cover up for you, you know, like... Maybe not going to say something about it, or just, that guy deserves a fucking gold star, man.
You must be if you're running for president and your own dad is against you.
It's a whistleblower.
You got to be a piece of shit, right?
I wonder how she feels.
Piece of shit?
No, but I bet if she's that big of a piece of shit, she's probably just like well, fuck you, dad.
Yeah. You know fucking,
it's like, yo, that's your dad. Like, calm
down.
Dude,
Obama's half-brother is a Trump supporter, you know that, right?
You know, I've seen those photos on the internet about
those are real, dude.
What's his name?
Malik Obama.
Malik, yeah.
Shout out Malik Obama. Yeah. Dude, Obama's brother is a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I saw the photo. I thought it was Photoshopped.
That's real, bro.
But the haters always say it's Photoshop. So.
No, it's real because, like, if you go to his Twitter feed, it's like he calls, like, one of his tweets is Michelle Michael, which he was giving credence to, like, that rumor about her.
Yeah, I remember hearing that,
how people say that she's a tranny.
Right, right.
And then he just fucking said that stuff. Jeez. That's some good shit, man.
That is good.
We still got this fucking Kofi Kingston and Samoa Joe match.
Still on, huh?
I want to see fucking Rey Mysterio's son show up and, like, try to fight him.
Who's Rey Mysterio's son? He's a wrestler now?
So they were doing an angle where Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio are fighting, and then Rey Mysterio's, like, older son was, like, there, and they're showing him how he's, like, a wrestler now. But Rey Mysterio got hurt. So I was hoping, like, oh, since his dad got hurt, they could be like, oh, like, I'm a wrestler too.
Come out here and kick his ass or something?
Well, no, I want him to get fucked up.
Oh, dude. Because
he's young.
Oh, right.
So it'd be cool for him to be like, oh, piss and vinegar, like,
right.
Well, I'm going to fight you.
Right, get his ass.
Real life sets in, and Samoa Joe's, like, beats the piss out of him.
Yeah, breaks off his ass.
But I guess they just ditched it. I guess they just abandoned that whole storyline because Rey Mysterio got hurt.
Yeah, that sucks.
Actually, San Diego's own Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, that's him.
Chula Vista's
fighting. That is him, dude.
Yeah, he's from Chula Vista.
619, dog. Represent.
Yeah, my buddy.
Southtown, isn't it? Southtown?
Chula. My buddy said he's seen him at, like, the 24-hour fitness, like, in Chula and shit. He saw this little Mexican dude with, like, a big old back.
Yeah,
like, oh, shit, that's Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it's like, god damn,
dude. Like a beanie or something. You know?
I mean, his tattoo on his back is fucking... Yeah, it's pretty hard not to spot that, you know?
Dude, but for a while, he was big, dude. We're like, when he was wrestling back... Before he came back to WWE, when he was in Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, he was still, obviously, his same, like, 5'4 or whatever, but, like, his back was fucking huge.
Dude,
he was like a fucking... Looked like a little Scott Steiner.
Strong guy, dude. Little big Papa Pump. Little Papa Pump.
Big Poppy Pump, dude.
That's Big Poppy Pump, man.
Oh, man, I miss TJ. I haven't been to TJ in a long time.
Nah, dude, you know, my buddy Alex, actually, shout out Alex.
Yeah,
his birthday's coming up. He wants to go have a good time with TJ.
Yeah, I heard he's moving.
Yeah, they moved over to Linda Vista.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're already moved.
Yeah, just this weekend. Yeah.
Damn, dude. I hope they fucking save some money, because that's the only way it'd be worth it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a nice spot where they're at, but
yeah, fuck yeah.
Dude, I guess it just didn't work out, you know, and people decided to move. So.
Oh yeah, they split up. Beatles split up.
Yeah, the Beatles, the band fucking broke up, man. Yeah. You know, the band ended it. So, yeah, but I guess I saw some photos, and their new spot looks pretty tight.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, it's him and two
dudes. Wouldn't this be all right, dude, because I would definitely try to get some fucking USD pussy, like some ignorant 18-year-old Catholic pussy.
I
like,
mean, Linda Vista's not that far, dude. It's right behind Mission Valley.
Yeah, it's over there.
Fashion Valley.
But I don't see him. You know what I mean?
Like, I never go over there, yeah, but I may now. Go check out the area. You know?
They venture over here.
Yeah, I mean, we live on the coast. So,
here
in
the fucking the big.
Hey,
dog.
Man, we're west of the five, bro.
Dude, I'm in fucking.
We live west of the five.
I'm in the concrete jungle, fucking Pacific Beach over here.
Yeah, you are actually.
This is where all the fucking.
I'm up on a fucking nice little hill, dude, with a little like looking spot. It's yeah.
Pacific nice. Beach is basically
away from all the crazy chaos.
Pacific Beach is like the New York City of San Diego.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'd give it a, you know, like, really fun happening spot, but, fuck, man. There's some dirt to PB, though.
You ever see anything crazy in PB?
Yeah, dude. I saw one night I was walking out of a bar. I'm not going to say any names, you know, because I don't want any infringement or get sued or something for something like that, but, yeah, I was walking out of this bar, and right in front of
Does it rhyme with EB Pantina?
You know, it's pretty fucking close to that.
Or does it rhyme with the Bavern?
Pretty fucking close, actually. I got a couple stories, but this one specifically, I come walking out and barely take off, and we look like there's this like altercation going on between these two people, and it just escalated within seconds, dude. This guy got stabbed.
Oh, no shit.
Stabbed right there, dude. And we were like, Lewis? Like, we didn't notice it at first. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's not like you, like, did, like, a Michael Myers overhand fucking slash or something. I guess it was. And no one noticed. And they were still scuffling for a second. And then the other guy backs up into the street and drops down to a knee. And we were like, everybody's like, whoa, like, holy fuck.
And you can see him bleeding and shit?
Well, like, it wasn't like, you know, gushing blood, but he like went down, like holding his side. And yeah, you started seeing blood, but not, I don't know. It wasn't like a horror movie, because that's the only time I've ever seen someone get stabbed in my life. Yeah. You know? So it's like, it's not something you see every day. But yeah, I mean, and then, dude, we were just like, fuck it. We start like walking away, and of course, you know, cherries and berries are fucking on top of that real fast.
Right. So the stabber did like after he stabbed the person,
he took off, dude.
He didn't stick around.
No, like as soon as they scuffled and he broke, like got broken away from him, he fucking beelined it. Another reason why everybody like it was like, you know, just one of those things like. You didn't see it necessarily happen.
Yeah.
But you know the play of events. You're like, yeah, dude. Well, then I heard him.
He's like, I didn't do it. No, then did you see me stab him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No.
But then on the news, you know, there was my buddy John actually was on there.
He told me about that.
He was working there at the. That's why we were there, because he was working.
Oh, I didn't know you were there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He told me about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
he showed me the news clip.
Yeah, he's on it. Yeah, he's like, man, it was fucking nuts.
But he was being ridiculous in like the news.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, the news people didn't want to talk to him either.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd he say? He's like, oh, this shit happens like all the time here or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was like, whoa, yeah, man, it doesn't happen all the time.
He was being all like super extra and shit.
Yeah, he was being extra. He's like, man, that shit shouldn't be happening around here. And I mean, it shouldn't, but it, yeah. What I think it was right when we moved here, too. I mean, I didn't move with him out here, but he moved.
Dude, what I hate is like, I moved here like a year after they banned like drinking on the beach and shit.
Yeah, dude, that sucks.
So I literally barely just missed it by like a year.
That sucks.
And they're like, oh, you should be here last year.
It's way cooler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they just pile into the bars.
Yeah. And everyone just gets fucking
Hey, did you see that the guy got fucking at 7-Eleven?
Oh, got stabbed?
Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram, too. Like, not the stabbing, but I saw the blood splatter. And
yeah,
shit.
I wonder what happened with that.
I don't know. Altercation, dude. Who knows, man?
Whatever, dude. I'll still talk shit. That's not going to stop me from talking shit.
Nah, man. If it's for me, it's like, you know, if I gotta talk some shit, there's gonna be a reason for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a guy that goes around and tries to pick fights with anybody.
It's like all those dudes that, those people that die that fentanyl overdose, like, I'm still gonna do my thing. I'm still gonna do my thing.
Still gonna do my shit, man.
I'm still gonna talk shit.
I'm just
shit.
Gonna stay away from the PB powder, dude.
I'm
you
gonna
know?
Fucking like, still talk shit.
Right.
So we got Kofi. Kofi won. So we gotta see some Brock Lesnar.
What's the other fights tonight? Or not even fights.
I mean, well, this is the
matches,
right? Well, this is the fucking WWE title match, so that should be
only one more, huh?
That should be close to the fucking last one, you would think. Oh yeah, they got the. Is someone gonna come out? I mean, we still got like half an hour left. Yeah, there's still like half an hour left.
Hey, dude, you remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Mm-mm.
MXC? What, dude? Kenny Blankenship and fucking, You've never seen this, dude? So it's like a dubbed, I don't know if it was in Korea or an Asian country, and it's literally, they brought in America, put on TV, and they dubbed it with English, like commentators, and they just do like some of the funniest stuff I've personally heard. Just the jokes. There's some are just so cheesy that you're just like, oh my gosh. And what the show is, the legitimate show is like people like going through obstacle courses, but these obstacle courses are like not designed for you to win at all. Like at all, dude. Like you're. Like it is rare, you know. It's like it's hilarious, dude.
Now they got a.
I recommend you check it out.
Now they got a YouTube channel. One thing that I want to recreate, which I don't have the balls to do. Have you ever heard of Neg's Urban Rodeo?
No.
So Neg is like some Australian dude, and what he would do is the Urban Rodeo, where basically he's like walking through a mall. And he'll just randomly jump on the back of some like random person, like they're in a rodeo, and just be like, "Woo, woo, woo!" and like just jump on some person's back and act like they're fucking riding. Uh-huh. And then like the person like throws him off, and then gets pissed off, and he just like takes off running. Like,
yeah,
he has like a cowboy hat, so like he'll jump on their back and like you know how they lift the cowboy hat.
Yeah,
their head,
right,
like, woo,
right.
Woo, woo. Yeah, and then he'll just like, and then like the person will, like throw him off,
uh-huh.
and he stands there and he just looks at him like, "Woo." And he just like takes off running, and they're obviously like super confused because like some random person just
like what the fuck just happened?
Jumped on your back.
What the fuck?
I would do that shit.
Here it is, huh? The final match, huh?
Oh, so is this, I'm not gonna watch this.
Yeah, this doesn't look very interesting, to be honest.
Baron Corbin is fucking the biggest waste of time.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
I like Becky Lynch though, dude.
Yeah, got that Irish pride, man.
You see that fire crotch, dude.
Yee. So they're actually dating, or
they're dating.
Are they actually dated?
Yeah. I think so.
And who's this other chick?
Lace. Ooh.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she got nice ass. Ooh, she has nice ass.
Hey,
Lacey Evans. She's like the Southern Belle. Yeah, she's hot, dude.
Mm-hmm. Is she new though, the wrestler?
She's pretty new.
Because I don't recall seeing her at all. Oh wow, they're beating each other with the kendo sticks. The fly swatters. Are they matching too? Are they wearing matching attire?
They are matching.
Wow.
Gay. They're gay.
Wow.
That's gay.
Wow. They're like, let's get them.
Oh, wow. They're going to do this?
Look, they're going to jump through the rope. So,
oh, my God.
Is this like a love? Is this a love story?
Seth Rollins used to be cool.
Is this a love story skit too, or what?
I just skipped 10 minutes, and it's still like
the same thing.
Seth Rollins used to be cool. Lacey Evans is hot.
Can you imagine having your nickname as a wrestler as the Architect or Big Dog?
Could you imagine dating the Man?
The Man.
I don't like that. How they call my girlfriend the Man. That's
yeah,
weird.
That is a little strange.
It makes my clit shiver a little.
Hey, man, get over here. Yeah. Hey, man. So, hey, nice to meet you. What's your name?
She's my name's hot,
Becky
though.
The man.
Oh. I totally dig Becky Lynch, though, dude, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she is.
She's ooh, hot. And man. She's probably the best, like, chick wrestler, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty legit right there. That looked like it actually hurt. You know, she doesn't have a fake spray tan, so she gets plus points for that.
Becky or Lacey Evans?
Becky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's just orange. She's already orange.
She's just orange, yeah.
That's
that's
fucking
a legitimate orange.
Dude, I hate the intergender matches because, like, only the dudes can fight the dudes.
Yeah.
And only the chicks can fight the chicks. Yeah. Doesn't, and then, like, yeah. But, like, it's just fucking terrible.
I mean, it's, you know. Is that equality right there, dude? I don't think it is. No. Right?
If it was equal, you'd be able to beat a
chick's
ass.
Beat each other. Beat each other up,
beat
right?
The shit out of a chick.
Calm down there, Joe. You're like, fucking sign me up, man. I got to get some people with a stunner, dude.
I want
to
see Brock Lesnar.
Try to get someone with a stunner.
Dude, I'm telling you. I want to see Brock Lesnar tell everyone he's a tranny and just start fighting women.
You know, dude, it's not...
If you don't like it, you're a bigot,
honestly,
dude.
It is not too long before that probably
if
happens.
You have a problem with transgender Brock Lesnar, you're a fucking bigot, dude. He should be allowed to beat the piss out of any woman he wants to.
Yeah. It's
he's
she.
A woman.
It's ma'am. It's ma'am.
You're a bigot. And it's brave. It's brave of him to come out.
It dude, is. I can almost see it now,
though. I've done that joke twice. Where I was like, oh, like some dude like beat the piss out of like a real woman.
Wow. And I mean, that's fucked up, man. You should never touch any women. But.
And I was like, and when I was telling the joke, I was like, oh, you know, like they're transgender, and everyone told him how brave he is. And like one time, everyone was like, oh, ha, ha. And the other time, they just like glared at me. Like the whole audience was just like, fuck you.
Really?
Yeah. But I told the same joke the same way, you know?
Right.
And like the first time I did it, like, you know. And they're like, oh, yeah, 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 we get it. Like, we call transgenders brave, but he just beat the fuck out of a woman.
Right, uh-huh, that's not that's, very brave.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And the other group, they were just like, fuck you.
Is that one of the more, is that one of the rawer jokes you say at your live shows?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I can just fucking feel the people just like looking at me like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like, you racist.
Dudes in the back corner with the fucking...
It was like all bitches, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like all women in there just like glaring at me.
Fuck this guy. This guy's an asshole. Becky, let's get out of here. Fuck this guy.
All right.
Did you get him to laugh after that, or...?
I got like one or two laughs
out of
that.
You gotta bring him back.
Yeah,
huh?
I was trying to bring him back. But
learned your lesson on that one. You're like, maybe I should leave that joke at home.
No, fuck that. They gotta learn.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh,
that was
sick.
Pretty impressive.
Like a little frog splash. What about you? So, when you've been DJing, like anything crazy ever happened when you were DJing?
I mean, like crazy in what way? I mean, I've definitely seen people make fools of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, nothing really that is worth really probably. Elaborating on like people make fools of themselves, just envision just someone being extremely drunk or probably, you know, on some Molly or, you know, ecstasy, just acting all types of fucking weird.
I know that,
you
know?
I
know, I know at one of your gigs, your buddy Chris V showed up.
Chris V, oh, yes,
Chris V,
dude, Jesus, that's a story that I'll never forget.
That's
dude.
As far as I can say, is just Chris V,
yeah,
due to legal reasons,
yeah, dude. That's a story within itself, man. You know, but crazy as shit. And I mean, I've been to some crazy fucking parties.
Right.
You know, I've been to some of those. I mean, from like badass house parties that, you know, overlook the ocean to, you know, following a fucking map out to a rave spot that's underground. And, you know, it just so happens to be under like a main interstate highway.
You know,
that was wild. You know, it was just something you don't expect, you know, or
Chris V.
Chris V, I mean, he came out to one of my actual shows downtown.
He sent pictures of his
That guy's a strange one, man. I don't know if we want to speak about that on the old podcast, but
I don't know. We didn't say his name. I mean, so what if he sent pictures of his bowl?
I mean, who does that?
He sent pictures
A fucking cool person.
He sent pictures of his butthole to a quadriplegic girl. That was, like, technically his boss. How fucking weird is that?
That's fucked up, man. Like, I feel really bad for old girl,
jerking off in the bathroom at work.
Yeah, you just gotta, you gotta think there's those creepers out here, you know? And like, you
can't. Oh, what the fuck?
So you're wrong, dude. Oh, you just see this fucking.
He totally did just fucking. Damn.
Now he's.
But you see how it's like a thing?
Yeah.
Because that's not something they were ever supposed to do before.
Yeah.
Oh, he got him a piece of shit! Yeah. He got him a piece of shit! What? What? Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so this is the boyfriend-girlfriend drama.
Yeah, they're doing that boyfriend-girlfriend shit. Yeah. But Baron Corbin fucking hit her and called him a piece of shit, and they bleeped it out.
What's his special move or whatever?
The curb stop right there. Yeah. Hell yeah. They can't even call
it. I thought they got rid of the curb stop.
They can't call it the curb stop.
Oh, yeah. Another one. So we called it a stomp.
The stomp.
Yeah.
Like the club. Yeah. They're fucking terrible.
I thought they banned that move for a while.
They did for a while. Yeah. They did for a while.
Man, that's it.
Is that the last match?
I think so, huh? That's all she wrote.
Yeah, I guess that's the last match. Oh!
Brock Lesnar, he's gonna come out and get that title, dude.
Get it.
Look at
that. Get it!
Yeah, there he is.
Hell yeah. I love Brock. Yeah, I don't care. They all hate Brock Lesnar. I love Brock Lesnar.
Brought the ref, too. Fuck, he's ready to go.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, dude. I mean, last I heard, he was trying to do another UFC fight.
I heard he retired.
Did he?
I heard he's officially retired now.
Okay, then maybe my.
Look how small
maybe
he is,
my data
dude.
Is older than that. Yeah, older than I thought it was. Yeah, he's gonna fuck him up. I bet it's going to be a quick one.
Oh, suplex! Yep. I love the fucking German suplex,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it throws him. There's another one. Boom!
That's a devastating. It looks good.
Yeah, that looks good.
Oh, they're cashing in?
Yep.
Please
win. Saw that coming, dude.
No, please win.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, ring the bell, bitches! Ring the bell, bitches!
Didn't he have to climb to get the briefcase?
No. Oh, we got it! The match is on! The match is on! Oh, Brock better win, dude. Yes!
F5, huh?
Yes! 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 We got a new champion, baby! Look how small he is, dude.
Dude, Heyman?
Yeah. Look how small Brock is, dude.
He still looks pretty huge, dude.
He lost a lot of weight. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, all the fuckers on the internet are about to be so pissed.
I bet, dude. I bet Reddit's blowing up
now. They're fucking blowing up right now.
Freaking out, dude.
They hate Brock Lesnar, dude.
They're like, what the fuck?
The internet wrestling nerds fucking hate Brock Lesnar. Yeah, I'm talking about you guys. Fuck you fucking guys on Reddit. r/squared circle, you're a bunch of fucking neckbeard pussies.
Neckbeards!
Brock Lesnar is the best wrestler. Fuck you pussies. Hell yeah, dude. Well, fuck, man. Thanks for stopping by, dude.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
This has been fun. You're my first non-comedian guest on the Respect the John Atkins podcast.
Yeah, thanks. It's been fun, man. I wish the best for you.
Put a little respect on it, baby.
Been a good time, man. And got to put that Salt Bay respect on it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Well, fuck. Thanks for stopping by, dude. Fucking, probably fucking finish up these couple little drinks we got here, and then we'll fucking call it a night. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man.
All right,
take care.
All right.